You are listening to The New Day, Feel the Power. Here's one of our favorite episodes, and you can check out more from the archives on Spotify, baby.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Welcome to the greatest podcast of all time, which is entitled The New Day, Feel the Power. Baby! I am WWE superstar Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed, a.k.a. host of the greatest YouTube channel of all time, Up, Up, Down, Down. Subscribe if you have yet to subscribe already.
And I am Biggie. My name is Biggie.
And I am Kofi Kingston. That's it?
That's
right. It.
You don't have any qualifiers?
Come on.
Not that I care to get into right now.
Yeah, you get it.
Same father, husband.
Husband. Father.
Look at you.
Man.
An inspiration.
Yeah. A virile man.
Ooh. A pop culture phenomenon.
Wow. Yeah. Everything still work well, real well.
It's still working.
Kofi got it.
His wife has two big thumbs up. She approves.
Yeah.
Amazon.
She rated him on Yelp. I looked it up.
This episode is brought to you by Max. The new HBO original limited series, The Sympathizer, is an espionage thriller and cross-culture satire that follows a communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War and his new life as a refugee in Los Angeles, from executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., and based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Sympathizer is streaming now exclusively on Max. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else.
We started riding together when I was still on my NXT contract. Well, I was double dipping. So the way things work is
you were.
When you're, you know me.
Yeah.
When you get called up to the main roster, you still have your NXT contract, but you also get a main roster contract. And so we call that double dipping when you're still making money in both places. So you essentially get your cars paid for and your hotels paid for. So before that goes away, you try to find some friends that you can ride with. And we had started all the New Day stuff. And so that's when I asked Kofi and E, hey, do you guys want to ride in my free car with me? In hopes that later when we have to all rent a car, we can still ride together.
Yeah. So we used you.
I used you.
He set the seed. He planted the seed.
That's true. We all used each other.
We did.
Yeah.
A lot of usury.
I used y'all to make sure I didn't get fired.
Right. And I used y'all because I needed some people who could work. <You know?
laughs> What up, Charles?
Chaz!
Come on, say hey. We got
Charles Robinson in the house. What'd you say now, Chuck?
actually, Charles, do you mind 5 minutes?
Get on mic,
Charles.
So people can hear you.
There's a mic right there.
Okay, Charles Robinson.
In the
right
house.
Here. One of the greatest house. Performers of all time.
Of course. Right?
He's a performer.
Don't try to. Yeah.
I'm trying to downplay it, Charles.
People sleep on referees. Referees are extremely important.
Yeah.
Yes, we are, actually.
So I just want to tell one quick thing. The first time that I saw and really understood your love for Ric Flair, I was watching a WCW VHS tape, and they cut to the crowd, and there's you.
Holding up.
Holding up like a 6 foot tall, life-size Ric Flair poster.
Yeah, that I made.
Yes, that's absurd. So we're wondering if, in your illustrious career, you have at least one funny road story you wouldn't mind sharing with our beautiful audience that we can't see.
Make it nasty.
Yeah, nasty one.
Yeah. Nasty.
Yeah.
Well, this were funny. Has to do with Arn Anderson.
Okay.
Yeah, we love Arn stories.
Here we go. Double A, we love you.
We do. So I was riding with another referee. I'm not going to say that it was Billy Silverman. It was Billy's car. We were driving back from Jackson, Mississippi, heading down the road to Memphis, Tennessee. Okay. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning. Get a phone call. Charles, you got to come get me. We're broke down on the side of the road. It was Arn Anderson and our trainer, Danny. Billy Silverman, since we were past where Arn was, he didn't want to stop. So we kept going to Memphis. Get to Memphis. Arn wasn't there. Next day at the building, Arn wouldn't talk to me. That continued for about 365 days.
A whole year?
A whole year.
Not a word.
I'd walk up. Hey, Arn, how you doing?
Silence.
Nothing.
Silence. Nothing.
And I'm sure you must have had like some of his matches at some point too, right?
So, yeah, he was a producer then.
Okay.
It was hard.
Okay.
I'll admit I cried. My heart was broken.
I'm sorry, that's not funny. It is, though. That's it is.
Who would talk to me?
So, what you need to do is never leave somebody on the side of the road.
Mm. No man or woman left behind.
Yes. But it wasn't my car.
So how did you rectify that situation? We're talking about friendship.
Lots of tears. Mm. I'm serious. I apologized every time I saw him. He finally forgave me and spoke to me.
There we go.
Wow. Yeah.
There we go. Then we put the past behind
tears
us.
Of joy.
Tears of
when
joy.
When Arn talked to me.
So. That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Hell yeah. I feel like Woods can appreciate that story because he's a man who loves a grudge.
I do love a grudge.
Yes. It was a grudge.
I love a grudge. I will hold a grudge for so long. But then I'll forgive as well. It depends on the grudge, though.
So what you're saying, if someone calls you by the wrong name in the ring, will you hold that grudge?
Mm. If you look me in the eye and scream the name, Kofi, do you give up? Now we got some issues, you know?
Shameful, Charles.
Not like this,
and we gotten
Charles.
Over that.
Yes,
we moved
have,
past
we have.
That.
We can shake hands.
Let's shake hands.
The hands are shaking right
Charles,
now.
Charles, thank you very much.
Well, thank thanks
you,
for having me.
Of course. We appreciate your road story. We have to have you on for a more extended Charles Robinson episode of the podcast.
I have to go to work. There's still set up to be done here in Allentown.
Well, we thank you for our time. Everyone, clap it up for Charles Robinson.
Charles Robinson, baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
Living legend.
Chaz.
Still got it.
Have fun, guys.
Chuck.
Will do.
Where were we? Where did we?
Talking about writing together. So, yeah, so we rewrote.
And how we used you. How we all used each other.
We all used each other.
That's right.
And then also, and then after a while, after we were done using you, the three of us, well, I was going to say, the three of us used JoJo, but I should put that better. We love JoJo. We're all friends with JoJo.
She's
and
fantastic.
We rode with JoJo is what I meant to say because she had the free car.
In a van.
Right. But then it wasn't just exploiting her. This all, I need to put this in better ways.
You didn't. See, when you talk this trash about me. And then try to transfer to another person who happens to be a female. It doesn't work so
well. It doesn't work as well.
Maybe you should respect me a little bit more.
Right. But we would ride with JoJo because she got the free car. But we would offer her to do all the driving so she never had to drive. And we would take care of her so it wasn't just a one-sided relationship. And we had a great time riding with JoJo as well. We'd always get a minivan.
We did.
Because we loved the minivan. Plenty of
Underrated.
Room for your bags.
Very. That's when I decided I needed to get a minivan.
Yeah.
Did you buy a minivan?
I didn't. I haven't done it yet.
I thought, because I think you pull up a tricked out minivan.
Yeah,
I did.
With the lights underneath,
made all the
right?
specs LEDs. And everything. And then I'm too lazy to actually go get it. So
can you just order it, Amazon?
Yeah, but I'd want to trade my car in.
And you want to kick the tires and everything. You want to get in there.
Feel it.
Yeah.
Like when Kofi got his Tesla.
It's not my Tesla. It's my wife's Tesla.
That popped me so much.
My God.
You can tell that story. It's not a road story, but it's a story. It's a good one.
Yeah, man.
Cars on roads.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, this there
we
car go.
And we talked about this on the road.
Yeah, we did. Boom. We did. And it was a thing. So I, essentially, my wife kept badgering me about getting a Tesla. She is not the most technologically, she doesn't have a lot of technological prowess, if you will. She's not really into technology. Tesla is like the most technologically advanced car on the road, you know? So she keeps badgering me about this and eventually gets the kids to start badgering me too. And I remember, so I came on the road and I started complaining to you guys about it. And I'm just like, she wants to get a Tesla. It's too expensive. You know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't understand like the technology. I'm the one who's going to be doing all the stuff technologically and all this. You know, she's not going to appreciate it. And she liked it because it had like vegan leather on the seats. You know what I mean? And it was an electric car, so it didn't pollute the environment. And it was very, you know, in her mind, like, a hippie car. I said, this is not a hippie car. It's a technological advancement. So she is badgering me about it. She gets the kids to start badgering me about it too. So I just told Woods and E the story, and then I get a video of her with the two kids badgering me about getting a Tesla. And my oldest one's like, no, Dad, it doesn't cost too much. Dad, it only costs $600 million. He has no concept of money. And he's scolding me, you know? So you need to get a Tesla. And then I'm going to get a Tesla. And it's going to be a blue Tesla. And Orion's going to get an orange Tesla. And then they all of a sudden the kids start fighting. Orion backhands Kai in the middle of the video for no reason, because Orion was the one to get the orange Tesla and Kai wasn't supposed to have any. I don't know. So now the kids are fighting over this Tesla that we're not supposed to be getting, you know? And now I'm just hot, you know, because I go home and now I come on the road and it's badgering and badgering and badgering and badgering. So finally, I go get the test drive with them, you know? And the guy's driving us around. It's a pretty cool car. It's cool. And it actually does like a dance. So I sent Woods and E a video. We went on the test drive, and then we went to the parking lot, and the guy's like, oh, yeah, check out the dance that the Tesla can do. And everyone's like, oh, okay. And they all back up, and they're watching the car, and the car's opening the doors. It's got the Falcon doors, and it's dancing and doing this thing and, like, playing this techno song, and everybody's just, like, dancing along with the car. And I'm sitting there just, like, stone-faced, like, we're going to get this car. And sure enough, we ended up getting the car on Thanksgiving. And actually, one of the questions that she asked was, oh, is there any way that we can, like, waterproof the console in the middle? Because there's a big screen, all electric, and our kids are destructive. So why would you get a car with all this delicate stuff and sensitive stuff if the kids are so destructive? And she's asking if we can waterproof the, you know, and obviously we can't. So
the best part to me is once you got it, you said, once she got into it, she goes, hey, can you turn this big screen off?
Yeah. Like, can we turn the screen off somehow? Because, you know, we don't have our kids do a whole lot of screen time and, like, games and all that. So, and actually now it's kind of become a problem. So if we leave the doors open, the kids will wake up and go test the doors and go in the car and then start playing games in the car. And, you know, like, look it up, podcasts on Spotify. And all. So they know how to do all this stuff, which is crazy because we don't teach them that stuff.
Do they look up our podcast? Because if so, that's an extra listen, and that's okay.
Yeah. No, they don't know it yet. But yeah, man, it's just badgering, man. My wife essentially badgered me into getting a Tesla.
The only issue that we ever had when we were riding with JoJo was an issue between Kofi and myself.
That's right. Mm.
We stopped at a Japanese place because E always likes to get sushi.
I love the sushi.
JoJo was going in on that. Sometimes Kofi and I go in on the sushi too, but we're like, you know what? I think there was a Chipotle or a Noodles and Company or something close. I think, I want to say you, E and JoJo got out of the car and I was in the back with JoJo and E was in the front with you and E got out, JoJo got out. So now it's just Kofi in the front and me in the back. And I don't know what had gone on earlier in the day, but I remember I started saying, like, oh, yeah, drive me.
It started off, so I have a pet peeve of when you're driving in the car with your friends, one of you should be, if there's only two of you, both of you need to ride in the front. Otherwise, it's like you're driving a cab or you're, you know, like an Uber driver. Nothing wrong with that, but I'm not a cab driver and I'm not an Uber driver. So I'm just sitting there in the front and Woods is in the back. And I go, hey, you mind just jumping up in the front? You know, I don't want to be a cab driver. And you took it as, oh, now I'm definitely not getting out of the back. You're going to drive me. So now I'm just, you know, I'm stubborn. So you're saying to drive you and everything. And I'm just like, and you wouldn't get up in the front seat. So I was like, you know what? Now, like, on principle alone, I can't drive you because then you win, you know?
And we sat there
for
a good 5-10 minutes in the parking lot. And we needed to go get our food because JoJo needed to be at the building at a specific time.
She was very clear about that.
Yes.
She's very clear.
And so eventually, did we both go?
Yes. Yeah, so I was like, I'm not driving. So I think I ended up getting in the back seat. And then you got in the front seat, and then you drove.
Well, regardless, we got to where we were going, turned the car off, went inside, came back to the car, went to turn it on, and it wouldn't turn on. And then we both looked at each other. Oh, no, JoJo has the keys. And so then we thought maybe we could get Kofi an Uber back to the Japanese restaurant and maybe somehow get the keys from JoJo, and then he could Uber back to me. We're trying to figure out all these different ways to get the keys back without them knowing.
Yeah.
So we're like side texting E, like, hey, man, can you help us out? And E doesn't want any part of it.
So I think I texted E immediately and said, hey, we locked the keys out of the car. I'm in an Uber right now. I'm coming to get the keys. And then you text me and you say, don't tell E. And don't tell JoJo.
Too late.
Just try to get the keys. I said, wait, what? I mean, why? There's no way I was going to be able to like get there and sneak the keys and get back in an Uber and then get back to the Chipotle and get back to the Japanese restaurant to get everybody
I'm
in the car.
I'm just imagining you pull out like a little criminal bandana, yeah. like a cat burglar. Just creep in, tiptoeing and steal them out of her purse or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And just pickpocket
them. And y'all, that poor woman, you made her late. You know,
we apologize.
Also, what's the big deal with who sits in the front or the
exactly.
back? Just do the driving.
Exactly.
If you drop someone off and I happen to be in the back and they're in the front, I'm not moving.
Exactly.
I'm staying where I'm at.
Took my side, see?
I'm not a cab driver. If you could just do me a favor, do me the kindness of getting in the front seat, is it that big a deal? If it's not
like
a big deal.
45 second drive.
If it's not a big deal for you, and it's a big deal for me.
You're asking me to unbuckle my seatbelt, open the door, get out the door, close that door, open another door, get in another seat, buckle, close that. That's a lie.
And you know,
all you have to do is hit the gas.
Yeah.
Get to driving.
Technically, I would have
get
to put it
to
in drive.
Me.
I'd have to put it in drive before I hit the gas. So there's a little bit.
You know what you always say? You heard all those steps that he went through. You know what you always talk about? Mm. Is trying not to burn calories. That's burning hella calories, is it not?
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't have to do it that way. You could have just taken your seatbelt off and jumped through. You didn't have to go out of the car. You could have jumped right into the front seat. You could have taken the shortest road there.
Point made. I win that one. And what's next?
Well, I remember E being so happy that he wasn't the one that like messed up.
I feel like
right?
I berated you before about leaving. I was like, don't make sure y'all are back in time.
He was just in the back.
I was had a very smug look on my face as soon as y'all came back.
It was the worst ride.
E's favorite thing is to be able to watch something burned down from the outside.
That's right.
Yeah, he loves
it. Even if he's even almost a part of it, he tries to get out as fast as possible so we can stand across the street and just watch it burn down. He doesn't want to go get the fire hose. He doesn't want to call the fire department. He doesn't want to spit on the fire. He just wants to watch it all fall apart.
I told y'all, stop playing with those matches in the house. I told y'all, don't play with these matches in my house. And what y'all do? Y'all play with the matches. So let it burn.
Well, let's get to something that you played with. You played a game with one Hornswoggle.
That wasn't a game.
So Hornswoggle used to ride with us. We had like a rotating fourth seat. Hornswoggle secured it for a good while. Yeah. So we had our van. We rode a JoJo some. Then when we broke away, we started getting vans. We had Hornswoggle with us. It was great. It was fun. But Hornswoggle and E would play this game where Hornswoggle would touch the back of E's head and E didn't like it.
Didn't
it's not a game. First of all, if anyone has ever met Hornswoggle, a.k.a. Dylan, Dylan, we call him Doodoo Dylan because he said he has 7 minutes. He has a 7-minute refractory period from the time he feels a poop coming along.
Yep.
He has 7 minutes to deliver that poop. If he doesn't deliver that poop in 7 minutes, it's coming out anyway.
It's coming out.
So he's told us.
It's coming out in 7 minutes, regardless.
He's told us that if he's in the airport, I think he's pooped himself many times in the airport.
He said he gifts himself three a year.
Three poop gimmies.
He gives himself three
poop gimmies. Dylan, we love you. Right. So is it? There's like no shame at all if he has a 3 in a year, but God forbid he has a 4th. Then it's a problem.
Maybe. I don't know the logic, man. That's
why we call him Doodoo Dylan.
Doodoo Dylan.
Because the poop story, and we also love alliteration. Yeah. So that's
very,
why
very
well.
Important to us.
Right. But if anyone actually knows this man, not just like met him at a signing, whatever, where he was like tried to, you know, fake nice or whatever. If you actually know him, he's an and I mean every syllable. I mean every letter. God bless him. We call him a friend, but man, he's a So don't feel bad for him.
Lie.
When you hear this story, you think, oh, poor little guy, he got picked on. No. He started it.
He's
he always starts it.
I will admit he did start it.
He did
start it.
And so prolonged it.
He kept prodding me. And this was at a time, you know, I guess I was maybe a little less secure. Also, maybe a little bit more wound up. You know, I had this youthful angst. I'm old now, you know, that I let all that go.
Youth angst.
Youthful angst, yes. I do guided meditation now, so I'm in a better place.
Oh, that call, man.
But back in the day, I had a lot of pent up angst. So he kept prodding me. And y'all would giggle and giggle
for
and
months,
giggle.
Too.
And I did. I really did nothing. And then I had this pent up rage. And I realized over time, I said, it's going to be either him or me. I was about to.
you have to explain like what he was doing.
He would just flick me. I don't know. It's just his annoyance.
Well, I posted the video on Instagram of him. You had your shirt off and he comes through and kind of helicopters his hands on your chest.
That's the greeting.
Just repeated on your chest. You know?
There's not much to it. He's just annoying.
Driving, he'd be flicking your ear, touching the back of your neck, just touching the back of your head, messing with you.
Just annoying.
Talking trash.
Just so annoying. And I'm not one to fire back. I don't really like confrontation. Mm. So over time, you know, it just kind of built up. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to start riding by myself. I'm going to tell them next week. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'd rather be alone than deal with this. So I was like, all right, you know what? And then there was one day we were driving. I forgot where the live event was, but we were all booked on a live event. Mm. And I just had enough. Whatever he did that day, it was enough. So I made a plot. I put together a plot in my head.
It was pre-calculated?
I pre-calculated.
No, you didn't. I thought you just did it on the whim.
I said, I'm going to get his ass. So we all took our bags out. We all, you know, like we normally do, we parked the car. I forgot who was driving. It was probably me driving. We parked the car, get our bags out. I think you two went ahead, and I lined him up. I saw him, and I said, I'm gonna stand behind, get myself, you know, maybe 20 yards. And I said, you know what? I got to kick this man. So he had his backpack on. I think his laptop went his backpack.
He was in between us. Like in front of us. Maybe like 2 or 3 feet in front of us.
Was he?
Either I think he was, or either he hit the ground and skidded in front of
me. Yeah. Maybe it was that. So, you know, not one of my finer moments. I'm not proud of this. But all the rage had built up, and I had to let it out. And so I said, I'm going to kick this man. So I lined him up. Y'all went ahead, whatever. There was the door to the venue. It was open. He was walking. I saw no one else around. I made sure I had good distance so I can take several steps into it. I wanted to have a running kick. So I decided, you know, I didn't want to kick him violently, but I thought it's a push kick, more of a push kick or a Spartan kick.
You tell us.
And I lined him up, and I had the look in my eyes. I gave it a second, made sure my feet were set, and I lined him up, and I took off. It was probably about 5 or 6 steps, just enough. I kind of bounded into it. I bounded into it, gave him a good, I didn't want to hurt the man, but I cocked back the leg. I loaded my leg. I loaded the leg, made sure, you know, I loosened my, made sure my hip flexors were loose so I could get
the massage kind of the whole drive, make sure it's good to go.
So I cocked the leg and I released it, kablooey. And I kicked him, and it was, I thought in my mind I took a little bit off of it.
No.
But I ended up push kicking him, and he fell face forward, kind of like a turtle with this big old bag on his back.
Oh my God.
And I think he skidded. I didn't feel good about it, but I think I just walked past him. Mm-hmm. Like, I just left him there and put my bags up. And the steam, you know, I was still steaming a little bit, but it slowly started to release. I'll be honest, it felt good. Like I said, that was not a good decision. I try not to add any more malice to this world. You know, I'm not trying to do all that. But in the moment, it felt right. It felt necessary. We later found out, I think when he got home, that I actually cracked his laptop. Uh-huh. And, you know, I wasn't happy about that. I wasn't pleased with myself. Don't get me wrong. Don't shame me. But I see the look of shame in your eyes.
But what?
But did I offer to pay for it? No.
No. Exactly.
No. Exactly. I'm a very cheap man at the time. I was, you know, I wasn't making as much, you know. I'm always concerned. You know, I always say there's a recession in my house, regardless of what's happening elsewhere. So save, 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 you know. And I felt like he did enough over time to warrant that level of violence.
There's no arguing that.
Him, the way you described it, you said he hit the ground and skidded. What I remember is you kicking him and then him flying for a couple of feet and then hitting the... Mm-hmm. It was like somebody threw a pebble into a lake and it skips across.
Right.
That's what I remember.
Right.
Him doing that face first.
Right.
On the ground with that enormous book bag.
Yeah. Well, I squat a lot. You know, I got strong legs. So
his back literally bent the other way. So it was like a C. But him bending backwards. I was like, oh my God. I've never seen him contort in that way.
Right. And I have very few acts of violence in my life. Very few. I'm not that kind of human. I don't know if I ever really apologize. I'd like to say I hope I did.
No.
But
Dylan. Tears in his eyes.
Dude, yeah. Dylan.
Yeah.
I would like to take this time. If I never apologize, I was wrong. You were also wrong for what you did. But two wrongs don't make a right, you know? So neither of us is right. So Doo-Doo Dylan, a.k.a. Hornswoggle, I would like to formally apologize to you. I'm sorry I was wrong, but so are you.
So Dylan, if you want to come on and retort and maybe accept E's apology on the podcast,
maybe
we'd love to have you.
Maybe apologize back.
You know, big apology than a big hug.
Yeah, big hug. Or maybe he gets his.
We've seen him recently, though. No, we're good. I think we're on good terms.
Sure. I feel like you should let him kick you in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Sure.
Good luck.
We have an agreement.
He just runs and kicks you in the thigh. You refuse to get. Oh, I feel like if you gave him a shot, he could drop you.
Ooh,
not a chance. 100%.
Not a Book chance.
100%. You give Hornswoggle one free shot on you. Anywhere on the body, he's dropping you.
Not a chance. Go ahead. I accept. Let me think about it.
You accept
it. Wait.
You said I accept.
Let me think about it. Because if he hits me with my testicles,
no testicles.
No testicles.
Anywhere on the body minus testicles. And
I don't know.
Minus...
Why would I agree to this? What's
you already agreed. You already did. We're just trying to get
but
the
But I took it back.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. Things are expensive these days, especially for businesses, from the materials to distribution, borrowing, wages, everything costs more. That's why businesses are making the smart choice in graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. If you want to reduce costs and headaches, this is how you do it. It's never a bad idea to save money. Like right now, we got, you know, summer's coming up. Do you want to go away? Where are you going? Are you renting a place? You doing Airbnb? Going to a hotel? Need a little money for all that stuff. Why not try to save some money now? Over 37,000 companies have already made the switch. Do the math. See how much you'll profit with NetSuite, especially right now, because now through April 15th, NetSuite offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That's netsuite.com/ringer. This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else.
The next thing that we'll talk about is something that E created called the Creep Shuffle.
I don't even know why this was a thing. I think we were bored.
Very.
We were young at the time.
Yeah.
Wild and young. Our hairlines were still intact.
Mm. Bro, actually, I saw a picture of us from like 2017. All hairlines right in the same spots.
Same spots.
Maybe we've always been here.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that.
Well.
All right, if you say so. So anyways, the Creep Shuffle is very stupid. It was a game we would play to entertain ourselves. So we used to book rooms together via Hotwire. Mm. And one of us would book all three rooms because we traveled together. And the premise was essentially, once you checked in, whoever booked the rooms would take all three of the key cards, and the highest total number the lowest total number would lose the Creep Shuffle. And you would add the number. I don't know why we didn't do the number as a whole. Like, your room is 112. Shout out to one of the greatest R&B groups of all time, 112, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, we would add the numbers up. So 112 isn't your number. Your number is 4.
Yes.
1 plus 1 plus 2, that's 4.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if you know that. So anyways, the loser of the Creep Shuffle would have to be essentially humiliated. Mm-hmm. I don't think this was my idea, though, because I'm not into humiliation.
That was probably mine.
I was going to say, yeah.
That was probably my idea.
Wood's idea. Yeah,
I like wagering things.
Right. So I remember, what I do remember is Woods losing. Woods would lose. Many times.
What?
Yes, he lost.
The only footage that I have is of you losing.
Well, we also have...
We all lost.
Okay, go.
When you lost, at one point, because we know you hate the show with a burning passion, you hate the show Breaking Bad, you hate it. So we had you watch 5 episodes.
I don't hate it.
You at the time you said you hated it.
Because the hate came from all of the energy coming from you guys. So I needed to fight back.
No, but you because led I told you guys that I didn't like it. Show of all time.
And then all this screaming. So yeah, so I went hard into the point.
You leaned into it. So you would do that. There were also times where I think if I lost, I was made to carry your bags upstairs.
There was so I don't know if you remember, and I sent a picture of this one with when you lost. We had you on all fours, right? So it was Christmas time. We just had you take a picture on all fours. It was essentially doing what we called the Brodus.
Brodus.
So there was an 8x10 that, so we always laugh about when we take pictures in this still photo studio. They always pick the worst picture to use on like a card or on an 8x10 or whatever. So they used the picture of Brodus. They had him get down on all fours and they edited in like some splashing. So he just had this aggressive face on. He's on all fours. So we had you imitate that.
And that wasn't fun for me.
Yeah.
I don't know why I agreed to it, but that was the creep shuffle.
That was the creep shuffle.
And we did that over. What were the other punishments?
Oh, so I lost and I had to sing to the check-in person?
You had to sing your check-in. You had to, everything that you said had to be in key.
Yes.
You couldn't just say, oh, I'd love Xavier Woods. Oh, you wouldn't check in like that because
nope.
It's not your real name.
Nope.
But you couldn't say that anyway. But you would have to say, oh, hi, I'm Xavier Woods. Hello, I would like to check into my room. And everything had to be in tone.
And I killed
also,
it.
You did.
We know you love to sing too. So. That wasn't really much of a punishment. I don't
think. Well, it was a good punishment, but just not for me.
Right.
It was good for you.
That was also, that occasion was the same time, my given name is Ettore. Ettore. And the lady that checked us in insisted, she kept saying Etmore.
Etmore.
And the two of these idiots thought it was the funniest thing they'd ever seen. And she kept saying it and saying it, and they would cackle. And then for several months afterwards, whenever a room was booked, these jackasses would book me
Hold on. Pause. Etmore. What is all this name calling today, sir?
It was just feels
what's
right.
What's all the name calling?
Feels good. It feels
good.
Oh, I see.
You got people listening. You're trying to show off for your cameo friends.
That's right. So it would cause difficulties because I get my ID and it doesn't have an M in there. And it's not, so you just would mess up my life a little bit.
It's so annoying. Especially
annoying.
When you have to like check into the Wi-Fi and you have to put in your hotel, your name that you were checked in as. I get that all the time because they mess my name up all the time. So I'm sorry that they messed up yours.
Thank you. Sorry.
Didn't mess it up purposely. Just run it wrong.
Right. And then over time, I think I just bored of the creep shuffle and I was tired of being humiliated. So I said, I birthed this game and I will kill it.
This is what happened with the death of the creep shuffle. I lost a bunch. Kofi lost a few times. E lost a medium amount of times. But E was on a streak of losing and he didn't want to lose. So he killed the game.
Tired of losing.
He doesn't like to get ribbed. He doesn't like to
really
react because he doesn't think it's funny. If something else happens to someone else, like I said, he loves to watch the house burn down. If it's his house burning down, he doesn't want to play along and let people watch it.
That's right.
See? And that's the issue that we have with when Kofi and I mess up the radio for you. That was the funniest. I've never seen you turn up so much.
That wasn't really that funny. It was very stupid.
It was
but your reaction.
Yeah, weren't the two of you sitting in the back, by the way?
We were.
And who was driving and had no problem being the driver while the two of y'all sat behind me.
Congratulations.
Anyways, I was driving this car.
Actually, no, I was in the front seat and me and Woods were texting each other, but thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I was driving and I would start driving and was it the radio would just change?
Yeah, so it would turn off.
It would turn off. And I kept thinking, because you know sometimes the wheels have buttons and if you hit a button on the wheel accidentally. So I was very confused and I kept looking around. And I would look to my right, and I think you're sitting to my right, Kofi, and you weren't hitting any button. So I spent a lot of time just being confused. It's a fairly long drive. I think we were in the car for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, I think it was like a 4-hour drive. And so essentially, as the music would play and I'd see like E's head start kind of bobbing and getting with it, I'd turn the radio off.
That was a problem too. I was jamming.
Yeah. And so I did it like maybe 3 times in the course of like 10 minutes. And I texted Kof like, hey, it's me. And so I see Kof like starting like his body just shaking, laughing. And so I didn't want to like keep doing it too much. So then after that, like the first 3, maybe like 30 minutes later, maybe an hour later, and then just stop doing it. And then I don't know what song was on, but you were rapping hard.
Oh yeah, I was spinning
to
it too.
We do this to stay awake. So whoever's driving gets to be the DJ and pick whatever music they want. And so it's normally something that you want to sing because we let the other two sleep if they want to. And so E was just digging into this song and he's building up this whole verse about to hit the chorus again. And I shut the radio off and E starts banging on the screen. What the hell is going on? This music, this stupid radio, this is my fault. Like he was losing his mind.
So funny. And I kept being like, hey, but are you hitting a button on the steering wheel or something? Are you sure everything, you know, maybe. And so at one point, E is literally driving with the tops of the palms of his hands or the palms of his hands on the top of the steering wheel, like not gripping the steering wheel and just making sure.
I was trying to have as little to contact with the steering wheel as possible to make sure that I wasn't hitting a button.
Just to make sure not to hit a button.
In retrospect, I'm not touching it.
I sound very stupid. I mean, but in the moment, I was so confused. I thought we got a faulty car. I wanted to drop it off in the next town and get a new car. Gotta have the tunes, but yeah, that was, y'all made a fool out of me.
Oh, we did.
Like per usual.
We did.
Story of my life.
Per usual. Per usual, it's on me. Also, too, I know that people listening to this and they're like, wait, where's all the road stories about doing 50 shots of booze at the bar? This generation is so weak and soft. This is what we do, and it's fun to us. We excited about it.
We don't have any stories like that. But we have some stories about a late night menu.
Oh, no.
This is not even, I don't know if this is funny to anyone else but us.
Well, the thing about it, though, is that, so it's the origin. So a lot of times the things that we do in the ring come from what happens on the road. And a lot of times we'll be in there and you heard us say, oh, no. And this came from a lady, I think it was.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. So I think, was it a Taco Bell again?
It was a Taco Bell.
Yeah, okay, so this was a Taco Bell again. And so we were trying to order some stuff that was apparently only on the late night menu, and she said, oh, no,
You, by the way, I don't eat that mess.
You don't eat Taco Bell?
No.
Never. You didn't eat Taco Bell at that point?
No, I did not. Are you sure? No, I did not eat Taco Bell at that time. Allegedly. You know what Taco Bell does to your insides? It'll ruin you.
So are you sure?
Yeah, I'm okay, positive.
So, yeah, because he's always talking about Wendy's because he used to work there.
Wendy's, I go on and on about Wendy's.
Connection with
that's
Wendy's.
Right. When I was, you know, I was a high school junior. My senior year, I worked at Wendy's.
The meat is,
that's right.
Is better than
I forgot. I used to lecture y'all about how Wendy's had a higher grade of meat.
Look at the grades. The grades.
So anyway, we're trying to order some stuff, and she says, oh, no, this is the late night menu.
We were very hungry that we had gone from fast food place to fast food place. Everything in this town was closed. We finally get here. There's a Taco Bell, and the lights are on. Mm. We think, okay, the lights are on. This place is open. We finally get in. We think we're going to get some food for you, because I don't eat that mess like I previously stated. Mm. And we get there, and she says, the late night menu deal.
It's the late night menu.
And you were very angry.
I think we were just like delirious.
How about the time we pulled up to a building and there were, for some reason, we had like three different checkpoints of security guards. So we pull up to the first security guard. And what do you do, Kofi?
Put on an accent.
Yes, you did. Yes. What was the accent you used?
I don't know what the first one was, but it might have been Jamaica. And you know, where the boys parking, the WWE superstars. We parking anywhere. Oh, yeah, just go down this way and talk to that person. He'll point you in the right direction. I get real bored, you know? So especially, and again, like at a Taco Bell, I think I did this as well, but I just put on different accents for different people just to pop myself, you know? They don't know where I'm from. So then I get to the next one, and I don't even know what the next accent was. Do you guys remember? Or
I don't know. Just try. Just give us one. Just give us another one.
I mean, it could have been, you know, oh, hey, what is going on? This is Kofi Kingston. How are you? Yes, can you tell me where the wrestlers are parking? Who? You know, so a little African-esque accent, trying to imitate my parents on that, you know? And then the last one was...
It might have been a pirate. You bust out a pirate from time
to time. It could have been a pirate. I don't know. But Woods also does a very good pirate as well.
We pirate me. Real. You remember Blackbeard? I be black skin of the 70s. Where me squiffy?
But I think you hit one of the NOLA... The New Orleans deals?
Oh, New Orleans. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. You know what? Where we parking at? Oh, you know I be lurking. I'm going to be around here somewhere.
You know
I be lurking. Oh, no. You know, I don't know. I just say things, man.
You're just saying things.
You know?
Yes. But, and I would tend to look at you with a sense of shame and disgust. Because these poor people, they just want to do their job and be done with it.
I'll drag it on. You know what I'm saying? I'll drag it on. I think the first time, though, was at the Taco Bell. We had, like, just started riding together. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just put on the Jamaican accent. And I say, oh, what's going on, y'all? I want to order some tacos, maybe a burrito. Don't put no cheese on my burrito. I'm not eating that, know what I'm saying? You know? So now, yeah, they start going nuts. I'm like, oh, okay, I got them. They start popping, you know what I'm saying? So then we get up there. I say, oh, hold on, let me check the bag, make sure everything is all right, you know? Take it out, you know? Let me take a bite of my burrito. Hold on 1 second, boy. Give me time, you know? Eat it, take a bite, you know what I'm saying? Look at him, I say, compliments to the chef. Taco Bell done it again. Boom, boom, boom. And peel out. You know?
It's a lot of fun. Rolling. Good compliments.
But it's better because you would do a different accent at the speaker and then a different accent at the window.
Yeah.
And so just to see their face like, huh?
Yeah. What? You know what's funny now too is I did it with my kids and the other day they're like, oh, daddy, can you do like a silly voice? I'm like, yeah. So I'll do a voice, but now they have like special requests. And we were in Toronto and we went to a baseball game with Braun Strowman. So they're in love with Braun. So I'm going to eat my food and be big like Braun Strowman. Well, you don't have the genetics, but you eat that food. So anyway, we get to the speaker and they say, daddy, can you talk like Braun Strowman? Yes, I can. You know, can I get some fries, a large fry, three of them with a bottle of water, add me some salt and some ketchup. Don't put no meat in my Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm saying? So I just get up there and now they're popping now too because I'm talking like Braun, you know, just popping myself, you know?
I see that. I think for months after we kept repeating the compliments to the chef line.
I know you guys can't see this, but Kofi whipped his head back and screamed to the mountaintops, compliments to the chef! And then we could hear the tires screeching, burning rubber to leave this drive-thru
window. Lead-footed it. It put it pedal to the metal and peeled out.
And then slammed on the brakes because we hit the road and we had to stop to see the cars coming.
In the minivan too, mind you. You know? But that's the thing. Nobody ever gives compliments to the chef, right?
Never.
Yeah, so no. Put some respect on the chef's name.
Yeah, put some respect on that restaurant. Taco Bell chef.
So when we talked about in like, what, the first or second episode about us doing the problem solvers?
Right.
And trying to really put some vignettes together to show he who shall not be named. And it's like, oh, we're going to be good guys. So putting some positive energy out there. So we thought maybe if we help people with their problems, that'll be enough. People get behind that. So essentially us helping people with their problems, which is knocking things out of their hands. So like, oh my God, I got all these bills. So we knocked them out of their hands. And so one of the things that we wanted to put in this vignette was someone smoking cigarettes and us coming and knocking the cigarettes out of their mouth. Lo and behold, none of us smoke cigarettes because they're disgusting.
My God. It's 2020 and people are still smoking cigarettes. Come on. What are we doing?
Yeah.
You know what they do.
Yeah.
You see the Surgeon General's warning.
Come on.
You see what they do to you.
Come on, y'all.
Put that in your mouth and smoke a cigarette. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. Don't be sorry.
It's just disgusting, you know? It's nasty.
Yeah. A lot of people fight addiction, though. You know what I mean? A lot of people are addicted and they're trying.
I get it.
Don't shame them.
Yeah, okay.
Or are you on your high horse?
No.
Your high Tesla.
If you're trying. If they're trying, that's fine. But I feel like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Why would you start smoking cigarettes in this day and age?
Bam.
Why?
Per Kofi Kingston. So to film this thing, we needed a cigarette. We didn't have cigarettes, so we figured, oh, let's go to the gas station and buy some cigarettes. When we approached said gas station, we realized that we didn't know how to buy cigarettes. So rather than one of us going in, all three of us went in because we thought a united front would really help us out. And we looked at the lady. She's looking at us. We're kind of looking at the back wall. She goes, what do you guys need? We said, cigarettes. She goes, well, what kind do you need? We go, none of us have ever bought cigarettes. And she looks us all in the face. She goes, Newports. It's like, thanks.
Well played, I suppose.
That felt fitting. Yes. Yeah. But she was a lady of melanin, so it's fine. Yeah. Yeah. I felt like it would have been more awkward like, if she was not. You know what I mean? And then, what people like us smoke Newports? Is that what you're trying to say? But no, It was fine. But it was very awkward. The point was it was very awkward because we didn't know how to purchase cigarettes.
Yeah.
We didn't know the process.
And almost like, was it embarrassing? I was kind of embarrassed.
I was a little embarrassed.
You shouldn't
too.
Be embarrassed.
I felt weird holding a box of cigarettes.
Right. Yeah.
But it's also they put it behind the partition.
Yeah.
There's that like plexiglass partition. So I almost think of it like a secret club. Like I didn't know if there was like a special knock. Is there a cigarette knock? Is it two knocks for cigarettes? I don't know how this works.
A little slot opens up. There's eyes. What's the password?
Surgeon General.
There was a time where we were very hungry. This is a time that we would dabble in fast food. I don't really mess with that anymore. But Woods insisted on some McDonald's. I forgot how much you love McDonald's. You used to eat McDonald's all the time.
Because they had those chicken wraps.
Yeah. Like those. You did like the chicken wraps.
Yeah, but I wanted nuggets specifically this night. Yeah.
You wanted nuggets. But mm-hmm. Kofi and I were not about that. So we found a chicken joint that I'd never even heard of before called Chester's. Mm-hmm. I think it was actually in Pennsylvania, somewhere in the Northeast.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think it's like at a gas station and you go in and it's not great. But we had some Chester's and it filled us up at the time.
Yeah.
And Woods insisted on McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And McDonald's let him down.
They let did. Him down.
Every McDonald's was closed.
Closed.
Going to McDonald's after McDonald's after McDonald's. And it was all closed.
Night. That was the night where they said, welcome to McDonald's, we're closed.
Uh-huh. And that was the last straw.
Yeah.
And you could have had yourself some Chester's. You could have had Chester's, but you chose the clown. You chose the harlequin. You chose Ronald. Was Ronald there with you? Oh, no. You could have had Chester's. Eating this good chicken right now, mm-hmm. like your boys.
Mm-hmm.
But you chose Ronald.
Yes.
You chose the harlequin, the clown with the red lips mm-hmm. and the red hair and the yellow outfit. Ronald McDonald ain't done nothing for you.
Not a thing.
Chester's done filled our bellies. We can go back to Chester's right now and he'd feed us again. But you chose Ronald.
Mm-hmm.
And look at you now.
Look at you.
You're starving. You're hungry. Belly. You ain't got no food in your belly. You ain't got no sustenance.
None.
You got nothing.
None.
You're starving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
The clown let you down.
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 Yeah. He didn't have nothing for you. Chester's had everything.
Mm-hmm.
He had the wings.
Yeah.
He had the breasts.
Yes.
He had the legs.
Yes.
He had the whole damn chicken.
The whole thing.
What you got? You ain't got nothing. You just sitting there starving. Ronald done let you down, boy. Mm-hmm.
And this went on for 45 minutes, mind
45
you.
45 minutes. 45
minute continuous rant mm-hmm. about how Chester's, the bird, what a glorious mm-hmm. bird, what a heavenly bird, mm-hmm. that Chester's wanted to bring you under, his,
under
wing.
His wing.
He said, take a nibble mm-hmm. on your boy.
Nibble
take
on
a nibble
boy.
On me. Feed on me, because I got
okay.
plenty for you. The clown ain't got nothing for you mm-hmm. tonight. You wanted that extra, would you like Polynesian sauce? What other mm-hmm. sauce
Polynesian
you like?
Polynesian sauce.
And yeah. they wouldn't let you have mm-hmm. the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Ronald didn't want you to mm-hmm. have a smile on your face. So we did this for about 45 minutes.
45
Kofi,
minutes straight.
I threw some ad-libs in, but Kofi, 45 minutes continuously
yeah.
preaching the good word of mm-hmm. Chester's.
Hence why I've been silent, because I've already been through this. And I don't care
oh,
to go
come
through
on,
it
man.
Again.
And I legit hurt my voice. So before I never had like, I couldn't hold a note like your boy Woods over here. You know, he can sing me, but I could hit like a high note. You know, I'll hit a high note, you know? But I used to be able to get even higher. I can't do
you
it
can't
anymore.
Do anymore.
My voice was so sore for like legit a week straight. And I was like, oh my God, my vocal cords. I literally hurt my vocal cords. But it was all for Chester.
All for Chester's. Mm. And Chester's,
what a bird. Chester.
What a bird.
What a mighty yep. good bird.
Once, I don't eat chicken anymore, but that's Chester.
That's Chester's.
Put your wings together.
For Chester's.
Get the squawking for Chester. You know?
I'm Xavier Woods. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Xavier Woods PhD.
And I'm Kofi Kingston. You can catch me on Twitter at True Kofi. Catch me on the Instagram at The True Kofi.
And I'm at WWE Biggie on Twitter and on Instagram.
Thank you.
Thank you.